First of all, I think that in many countries, unfortunately, the political leaders and classes have not succeeded in communicating the achievement of the European Union, what it has actually achieved for people in the street. When achievements have been reached by political leaders at the community level, that oftentimes this is sold as a national achievement on the part of a national minister or head of state and government. So a failure to really enable citizens to appreciate the significance of the European Union. Secondly, we have, of course, now had 60 years of peace, and many of those who will go to vote have not a clear memory of the ruination, the desperate experience of war. Therefore, their appreciation of the peace that has been consolidated and established may be rather taking peace for granted. Thirdly, unfortunately, as in the case of referenda debates in many member states in the past on European issues, oftentimes a referendum is taken by the citizenry as a moment to settle accounts with governments which are causing a certain disgruntlement in the body politic. And oftentimes people vote not on the issue at stake, but on national issues. And I think finally one has also to say that this constitution is rather a complex document to be put to public referendum in any case.